Welcome to the Amanda Rollard Show, where we work together to support abundant living in all areas of your life, body, mind, family, finances, and community. Come join us and get your salt back.
Welcome, everybody, to this week's episode of the Amanda Rollard Show, where we talk salt, support abundant living today and really every day. And you know what? This week, if we're going to be supporting abundant living today in our life and really fostering that abundant living in the people in our circle of influence, you know, something was impressed upon my heart this week. We need to challenge ourselves to forgive. Yes, we should forgive those that offend us and those that hurt us, you know, just like we hear in the Lord's Prayer, you know, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. But we're going to focus today on you've got to learn how to forgive yourself. We are more than halfway through our Lenten journey, and I think the enemy wants to hold us back. So stick around, come back in just a few seconds, and we're going to dive into this concept. See you in just a sec. Welcome back, everybody, to this week's episode of the Amanda Rollard Show. You know, on the show, we believe that we need to strive, search, you know, aspire for health in five areas. We want a healthy mind. We want a healthy body. We want a healthy family life. We want a healthy work-life balance, and we want a healthy community. The work that we do internally between those 6 inches between our ears, the best real estate we can own is the hardest, I believe. I believe it's the hardest that we can forge through as a child of God, as a human being, because the enemy will attack you and try to find every nook and cranny to get a toe inside, to get a foot, to wiggle an ankle, a knee, a hip, just to get in front of us to say, you're not worthy. You've done this, 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 and this in your life. You're still doing this, 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 and this, and you're not worthy to achieve your dreams. You're not worthy of that promotion. You're not worthy of that marriage. You're not worthy of a great and beautiful and blessed life. You're not worthy of all those wonderful dreams and seeds that are planted inside of you. You're not worthy of goodness. You're not worthy. So just back off. And very, very similar to some of the message I was sharing, I believe last week was, if the enemy can get us to just stop trying, he's won. Let me repeat that. If the enemy can get you and I to just stop trying, he's won. Because every time we get knocked down and we get up again, hey, there's a song about that. We have a chance for success. We have a chance to achieve all that we were meant to be. We have a chance for those seeds planted deep in our soul. My seeds, my gifts, my dreams are different than yours. But when we water them and when we get up again and we try again and we look at it a different way, we try a different approach, we are vulnerable again, we come out of our comfort zone. Every time that happens, there's the chance and the opportunity that, you know what, we just might achieve our dream. We just might have success. And you know what? We will. The only way we won't is if we quit. And I think sometimes the enemy uses our past mistakes to rob us of our future successes. That's a quote I used to tell my volleyball team, my players, every season, multiple times a season, is you cannot let your past mistakes rob you of your future success. And what I mean by that is we can't change what happened yesterday. We can't change what we did yesterday. We can't change the mistakes we've made. We've all made mistakes. We make mistakes every day. And we sin every day. We're sinners. We are frail human creatures that sin every day in thought, word, or deed. And if we dwell on on our sinfulness and not ask God to forgive us and not forgive ourselves, then we are allowing the enemy to rob us of our best abundant life. We're allowing him to rob us of our salt. And we can't let that happen, frankly. And we're strong. We are not going to let that happen. Sometimes when we sit and ponder forgiveness, it is sometimes easier to forgive somebody else than it is to forgive ourselves. Because when we finally get it, when we finally get it, and the it I mean is when we finally get that Jesus died on the cross, fully man, fully God, but he died on the cross, never having sinned for all of us, past, present, future, so that we could go to heaven one day. When we finally get that message, we are humbled to a level of a puddle because we realize that we exist by the very mercy of God. He loved us so much, and we are so undeserving. However, that being said, we can't live there. You cannot dwell there and berate yourself, you know, sling yourself against the wall, tell yourself you're not good enough because you've done this and that and that and, you know, in your past. Read the stories in the Bible. Holy smoke. If God could change the heart of the champions from the Bible, if he could change the heart of a Saul and turn him into a Paul, he can change our heart. But we have to forgive ourselves too. I'm here to push the needle just a little bit in you and me, because I think if we're going to be honest with ourselves, and if we truly get it, we truly get the message that this Lenten season, we are pondering, we are purging ourselves, we are humbling ourselves to let in the love and the grace and the glory of this season inside of our souls, and to forgive and to walk in this journey of prayer, of penance, of almsgiving, of fasting, all these things. And we allow, as we pray, you know, God rap, tap, taps on our heart through our prayer. He reveals things to us. He lets us see a different picture inside of us. But I will also tell you that sometimes in that journey, we push back because we don't like what we see, because we know our sins. We know our frailties. We know the things that we have done in the past, even if we've kept them from other people. Even if we have fooled other people, guess who knows everything? God. He sees everything. He knows every single thing we've ever done. And the only other person that knows that is me and you. I know. God knows. You know. God knows. And sometimes if we aren't strong and if we aren't persistent and consistent in our prayerfulness, in our faithfulness, in our understanding the mercy that God has bestowed on us, we will allow the enemy's voice to catch us when we're down and get that toe wiggling through the door, then that foot, then that ankle, then that shin, then that knee, then that hip, you know, try to stand in front of us and block us of our best life. Because he's going to tell us, you did this and you did that and you did that multiple times and you're still doing this. You don't deserve what you're asking for. And I'm saying, don't let that happen. How do you fight it, Amanda? How do you stop that? Well, first and foremost, in your prayer life, as long as you're in that space, you're asking to be notified. And I promise you, whenever you're in that striving for a healthy mind, it means how we take things in from our environment. You know, maybe you've had a minor setback. Maybe you're, you know, you didn't achieve something. Maybe you were going for a new position, a new job. Maybe you wanted to ask out somebody that you've been wanting to ask out and they turned you down. You know, maybe you didn't qualify for the loan. Maybe your first attempt at writing a book or or whatever didn't go so well. Maybe your first attempt at whatever it is, you got a rejection or you got multiple rejections. It's in those little moments when we're having to experience a setback in a short-term failure is what I'm trying to say, in a short-term, not a long-term. That's when the enemy will go to work and say, see, you don't deserve this. See, this is because of all your past mistakes. This is because of all your failures. This is because you're not a good person. This is because, remember when you did this, now this is coming back to roost. All those things, believe me, you know the drill. You know the things that come across your mind. That's when you have to kick it into high gear. Remember when we talked about, you know, we take things in through our senses, and that we either, the second we believe them, it sinks down into our subconscious mind and it starts to work. And that goes to work whether good or bad, good or bad. And those thoughts create feelings. Those feelings create actions. Those actions get more results. And then we become this self-fulfilling prophecy. And I'm saying the most important thing that you and I can do, and I would challenge us to do it now during Lent, do it now during this time. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself once and for all. Now, I'm not saying, oh, just go, you know, go carry on about your life, you know, carry on making mistakes, making bad judgments, you know, hurting other people, you know, doing the things sinning, basically, you know, don't just do those and then just say, oh, I forgive myself, so I'm fine. No, that's not what I mean. I mean, truly, truly, in this time, in self-reflection, make that commitment to become a better you. Make that commitment to once and for all, turn the page, put the past in the past. And when those thoughts come, say no, ping them off, P-I-N-G, ping them off into the universe for them to go bother somebody else. Do not accept them. Do not acknowledge them. Say no. I am a child of God and God has forgiven me and I am forgiving myself. I am, and then make your affirmations. I am blessed. I am blessed in this city. I am blessed in my job. I have a wonderful family. I have great friends. I have great health. I have a wonderful job. Whatever it is, that's when you back it up with that. But you've got to forgive, because I think one of the easiest ways that the enemy tries to wreak havoc in our lives is trying to plant the seed that we are not good enough because we have done all these things, all the litany, and we don't deserve to be asking for our dreams to come true. We should just, you know, tamp it down a little bit and just sit over there in the corner and you be good. You be good. Don't try to come out of your box. Just stay there. Stay right over there. Yeah, you're good. And then that's that little pot that you're stirring on the back burner. It's when you get the fire in your belly. It's when you know whose you are and you start acting like it. Remember, we already have the 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Every single one of us, we already have inside of us what it takes to achieve whatever it is that's in your soul, in burning. But once you're on the back burner, just simmering, the enemy's not really worrying about you because you've sat back in the corner. You're behaving like a good little boy or good little girl. You're not a threat to the enemy. But when you get the fire, when you get your passion, when you get your salt back, you start moving up to the front and you're bubbling. And the enemy doesn't like that because he can't handle all these people bubbling and being on fire for God, being on fire for life, being on fire for all the things, all the goodness. That's too much, but that's what we want. You get your salt back. You get your fire in your belly back and you forgive yourself and move forward. Forget the past. We cannot change the past and you cannot let the past rob you of future success, because if we dwell on the past, you're never going to achieve what it is in your heart. because you're constantly thinking about your mistakes in the past. And that which we think about is what we move towards. Let me repeat that. That which you think about is what you move towards. That's just a law. It's just a law of nature. So be conscious of what you think about. Think about the good coming. Think about the greatness. Think about the dreams. Think about that. Well, Amanda, I can't think about that all the time. Yes, you can. Well, what if something bad happens to me? I get it. Life happens. We all have crosses to carry. Believe me, there is sadness, there is sickness, there is pain with this life. Just because we are choosing to focus on the good doesn't mean we don't carry crosses. We have to get through the painful times in our life, but we can't live there. You can't pitch a tent and dwell there. You've got to get through it. And you've got to think about better days. You've got to know that the orchestrator of the universe has allowed things to happen in your life and in my life that could set us back. These are things to make us stronger. These are things to bring out the very best in you and me. So I would say this week, I encourage you to take some time, find a quiet place, and forgive yourself. Forgive yourself once and for all for some of the things that keep haunting you from your past. You know what they are. Acknowledge that they were there. Ask God for forgiveness. You know, in the Catholic faith, we get to experience one of the sacraments called the Sacrament of Reconciliation. And I love this sacrament. I have loved this sacrament my whole life. I tell people that, and I don't mean to make light of this, but I was like, it is the best therapy that you can get. And it's a sacrament. It's free. And I don't mean you go in there for therapy. It is a time to reconcile with God. But I'm just telling you, after, you know, you come out of confession, oh my gosh, you feel clean, made whole, new again, and you're given grace. And every time, boy, that just, you know, empowers you. So I'm just saying, but even if you're not Catholic, then you just talk to God. Talk to God. Ask for forgiveness, but move past it once and for all. Forgive yourself. Turn the page. And when the enemy tries, because he will, remember you were lukewarm back in the corner over there. You were lukewarm on the stove. He wasn't having to really worry. But when you bring these things and bubble them up to the forefront, forgive yourself and ask and renew yourself to move forward and go be strong again, you're going to ignite some things and the enemy will come back at you. Sometimes he's going to double down and try to put those thoughts back in. Oh, that really wasn't a good for you. You didn't really forgive those things. You didn't really move past. They're still here. And you say, no, go on. I'm pinging that back into the universe. I am strong. I am healthy. I am forgiven. I'm a child of the Most High God. I have a great family. I have great health. I have great finances. I'm a lender. I'm not a borrower. Everything I touch prospers and succeeds. Whatever your affirmations are, but be strong and be convicted. And so that's the message that I just wanted to share this week. You know, sometimes, you know, to forgive others, you know, yes, definitely do that. But I'm saying right now, this week, I want us to forgive ourselves once and for all of some of this baggage that we've been carrying around, because it's 2024 and we need to turn the page. We've got great things left to do during Lent and during the rest of this year. And I want and I pray for each and every one of you to have the most beautiful rest of this Lenten season. Have a glorious resurrection with our Lord on Easter Sunday. And I want 2024 to be our best year yet. Thanks for joining me so much for this episode of the Amanda Rellick Show. I want salt in your life as much as I am wanting salt in my own. So come back next week for another episode as we continue on this journey of our best life in 2024. See you soon, everybody. Bye.
Thanks for listening to The Amanda Rollard Show, a podcast to get your salt back. Share this episode with a friend and tag us on Instagram. See you next time.